USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the short-lived rebellion by a private military group shows real cracks within Russia over its war in Ukraine.
Those cracks are already profound, economically, militarily, its standing in the world. All of those things have been dramatically diminished by Putin's aggression against Ukraine.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Blinken said the Kremlin went from expecting an easy takeover in Ukraine 16 months ago to having to defend Moscow against the Wagner Group over the weekend. Blinken says the White House always prepares for every contingency related to Russia. A former CIA director says the leader of the Wagner Group, quote, lost his nerve after calling off the uprising.
He was within roughly 2 hours' drive of the outskirts of Moscow, where they were starting to prepare defensive positions.
Retired Army General David Petraeus speaking on CNN's State of the Union. A new poll shows former President Trump is expanding his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential field despite his federal indictment. According to the NBC News poll, 51% of national GOP primary voters pick Trump as their top choice, followed by 22% who choose Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Participants in a New York Pride event are getting backlash for what they were chanting. Videos from Twitter captured chants of, quote, we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children, from people marching in New York City's annual drag march on Friday. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted, this movement grooms minors to have mastectomies and castration and fuels a multi-billion-dollar medical child abuse industry. Cleanup efforts are underway after a train carrying hazardous materials plunged into a Montana river on Saturday. A hangar at Johnson Space Center is the setting as four non-astronauts begin a one-year residency in a setting that's designed to simulate life on Mars. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
A Nebraska congressman says former President Trump should not have taken classified documents after he left the White House. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Representative Don Bacon disputed Trump's claim over the weekend that he had the absolute right to take the documents home. Think you can handle your liquor? A new study says that's probably a myth.
The study from the University of Chicago finds that people with alcohol use disorder, what used to be called alcoholism, showed significantly impaired behavior a good 3 hours after having a drink. That puts a lie to the popular idea, or at least popular with heavy drinkers, that heavy drinkers can hold their liquor and still function. The study's senior author says only about 10% of people with alcohol use disorder go into treatment. And these days they're seeing an increase in binge drinking. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Angels must love the high altitude in Denver. Saturday night at Coors Field, the Halos punished the Rockies 25-1, setting a franchise record for most runs and hits in a game. The 24-run margin of victory was also the third largest by any major league club since 1900. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is back on top of the North American box office charts. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is the weekend's top film after earning just over $19 million in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. In second place is Pixar's Elemental with nearly $18.5 million. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.